Lou, are you ready?
Yes, I am. So I'm gonna put my pad in the chat so
In the
that you
chat.
pad in the chat. Here we go. So my contribution are small meditation. So you could follow me. I'm gonna read what I wrote in the pad. So my contribution is called Whispered Meditations on the Algorithmization of Bureaucracies. It's just a small collection of thoughts that I've been thinking at, in fact, since the beginning of the week. I just put some random words in a document, then I just decided to do something with it. So the Meditations on the Algorithmization of Bureaucracies is a collection of thoughts reflecting on the technological transformation of states taking place through a data-saturated regime of computational procedurality. The meditations are an occasion to reflect on the figure of the algorithm as a material technology, but also as an invasive rhetorical agent spreading through bureaucracies. These thoughts take the form of dark mantras, poetic speculations, principles for refining our analytical attention, curious statements waiting for further investigations, problematic questions, and other paradoxes. The meditations interrupt the streams of massive data we are living in by forcing us to stop our thinking on dense but incomplete sentences. We invite readers to let their streams of consciousness navigate between the different meditations grouped together by themes. Alternatively, readers may also want to whisper these meditations to their partners or favorite top managers. Okay, so I'm not going to whisper because I'm not sure my mic is good enough, but I'm just going to read some of the meditations, not all of them, because I'd be happy if we can have some just a conversation about them after. So, theme number one, general analytical attention. Wine 1.1. A bureaucratic algorithm is the complex translation, adaptation, or codification of legal rules. 1.2. Be careful, a warning is breaking the loop. Human and non-human entities bring energy, warm randomness, and relational contingencies. 1.3. The bureaucratic algorithm problematically transforms qualitative attributes into quantitative measures. 1.6. Mundane bureaucratic algorithm gets individuated and personalize in friction with software layers. Theme number two, discourses. 2.1. Seduced by the sublime metaphor of the algorithm, the prince is locked in his own secret machinations. 2.2. The bureaucratic algorithm is a figure of rhetoric, stuck in a fable and acting as a fetish. 2.4. If you are tired of endless debates about black boxes, feel free to click on the reset button at the end of these meditations. Theme number three, problematization. 3.1. Bureaucratic algorithms act as delegates, compensating the moral deficiencies of civil servants. 3.2. The bureaucratic algorithm reopens public policy problems more than it resolved them. 3.3. It matters to know which expertise and persons are legitimized to formulate the problems and solutions to algorithmic harms. 3.5. It is with our hands, tools, and methods that we will be able to navigate the spaces of computational problems. Theme number four, organization. 4.1. Bureaucracy is the first of all artificial intelligence. 4.2. Within and beyond the bureaucratic algorithm, we found hit bureaucrats, dismantle social groups, and overlapping organizations. 4.4. Internally, the bureaucratic algorithm is virtually too big. Externally, we only see the rendering of inputs and outputs. Theme number 5, temporality. 5.1. The bureaucratic algorithm is old but vigorous. We need to envision the state as a living archive. 5.3. Surprised by all these contestations, it is difficult to know when we have to care for black boxes. 5.4. What needs to be made accountable is never a thing, but an excess of relationships coming one after another. Theme number 6, subjectivities. 6.1. Our personal stories of bureaucratic encounters are full of gray mazes and grotesque kinks. 6.4. Late at night, in the shadows of missing data, we are fugitives dreaming of the uncomputable. 6.5. If at this stage you do not see the algorithm, can you hear the never-ending loops of rating room music? All right, that's the end.